Hello everyone, this is Tammy coming from God Loves You Podcast, and today I want to discuss how do we as Christians believers live in a generation that is so crooked and going down the wrong path. So today we're going to start, and I would like to start off with a morning prayer. Hello everyone, this is Tammy coming from God Loves You Podcast, and today we're going to start with the morning prayer. God, we come to you right now, Jesus, praying over our bodies, any healing that we need in our souls. I come to you, Lord Father, praying over us all that we live for you and that we turn from evil, and that we love you with all our hearts and soul. Amen. So today, guys, I want to go to Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. And what that states is, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes and offers, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. That right there is how you know that you're supposed to give your tithes and offerings. It's today world, we live in a very bad society where everyone's going their own way. Everybody keep, you know, a lot of people keep on, you know, sinning. I'm not saying it's everyone. I'm just talking about my opinion that I see in the world where it's just so much sin, so much lust, so much killing. Diseases coming on people because they choose their lifestyle. They choose that. So we all have a choice. We either live for God or we either live for the devil. He gives us a choice. He doesn't force us to do anything. God doesn't force us to do anything. He just gives us a choice. So today I'm coming to talk to you all about that, and also how to live healthier, how to be stronger, how to fight the devil back, because he is trying to come out against us. He is trying to destroy us. He came to kill, steal, and destroy, but our Father God came to give us eternal life. So our Father God wants us to live for him, and he wants us to cherish his word. So I pray so hard for my brothers and sisters. I pray that they know that God loves them. I pray that you all know that you all matter. No matter what the enemy try to put inside of you, that you always know that you matter, and that God has not turned his back on you, that he's right there, that he just wants you to turn back to him, return back to him. Like in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 through 7. For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob, yet from the days of your fathers. You have gone away from my ordinance and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, in what way shall we return? God just wants you to return back to him. He has his arms open wide for you. Do not be discouraged. Do not give up. Keep going, because at the end of that, the end is so much greater than the beginning. And I pray for you all, my brothers and sisters, and I pray that everything be okay with you and all be well. God bless.